This is your boy, Ceddie J. You're tuning into Life at the Dust Live. Tonight's show is being brought to you by Audible.com, and Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice in a free 30-day trial membership. Let's go to audibletrial.com/Ceddie J and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You can download a title free and start listening today. It's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. That's audibletrial.com/SettyJ. All right, we're going to get into the show. We got an exciting show for y'all today. We got my girl, Itiana Duncan, coming into the show today. And we'll be chopping over about how she got into the career of modeling, as well as being featured with 50/50 Magazine, working with JDGM, as well as what she has going into 2016. So y'all stay tuned for that. And of course, since it is Monday, we always bring y'all some hot news and hot mess to start your week off. So be tuned in Life That Does Live. We'll be back after this.
Career. Ceddie J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, Jack is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music was with hot models, we got em. Life After Dust, dust by the radio, to come up is a must, people tune in on your radio. You can even visit thespot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Yeah, we're on. Man, welcome to the show. Man, it's so much crazy crap that's been going on. And I do want to give a quick shout out to my boy over Shamaya Reed over at SOTB Beats. I'm making it do what it do. And I appreciate it because, yes, he's actually sent me some instrumentals. So the instrumentals you'll be hearing from now on will be instrumentals produced by himself. So definitely check him out. Go to his site. It's over at SOTBBeatsWithAZ.com. And go over there and get hooked up, man. Dude got some very, very pristine production. It's not going to be none of that cheesy crap that you can't take into the industry and be ready. So definitely hit him up. So, yeah. That makes sense.
SOTB, so chill, though.
So, well, what I really want to get, what I want to get into, like, real deep, is some of the stuff that's been going on. Now, it hasn't been any new terrorist attacks or whatnot that's happened here in the U.S. this week, but there has been, there has been some terrorist attacks on that mosque. People have been decimating mosques. There have been Muslim people being, you know, discriminated against very badly. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm being turned away from football games, being picked on, again, people vandalizing their place of worship. It's ridiculous, man. And I just hate it because of the actions of some idiots that decided it was a great idea to try to take people's lives. And then when they took people, when they're taking people's lives, they claim it in the name of Allah. It screws it up for these Muslims that's out there that's not having anything to do with it. And I hate that. It's just like, I don't understand this. And I know some people might feel some type of way about me talking about this, but wouldn't people start associating, let's start killing Christians because of what, you know, because of a Christian doing something. And if that was the case, it'd be people getting massacred every freaking day in big numbers because of that. Because, I mean, you've had plenty of people who have said they're Christian and whatnot, and they going around and killing folks on this little killing spree on some racist, bigot type of nonsense. Or something that's really radical, like, I mean, let's not forget about Charleston. I mean, dude decided it was a wise idea to go, and I'm not going to say his name, because, you know, and they is, they're famous, and by them having, by them being a faceless person, I take away the power from them. And the thing is, like in Charleston, you know, this dude goes to a church, he fakes like he's there to, you know, come in the place of worship to worship, and he decides that it's a great idea to kill some folks. Another guy, most recently, within a few days span before the incident happened in San Bernardino, was a guy decided to go to Planned Parenthood and go on a spree because he didn't agree with abortion. It's just ridiculous that that's the case. But I will say this, like, what drives me nuts when people are marching and marching peacefully down in downtown areas and whatnot, people want to start shooting pellet guns and all kinds of stuff at them because they want to stand up for something. And I just really want the world to just make some goddamn sense, because how the hell are you going to sit here and say, oh, everything, oh, racism is not still alive, oh, just ignorant to do, no. Racism, like I say this a whole lot, and there's even a show I've done this entire list. It says, racism is not dead, it's on life support. And why do I say life support? Because it's just waiting for some idiot to breathe life back into it. That's really what it is. And it just really disturbs the spirit of what's going on a lot of people, man. People are trying to move forward, but how can we move forward when we got to deal with, oh my God, am I going to live tomorrow? That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, baby.
And then there's a discussion about gun control. And it's really weird because gun control is really a touchy subject. Because how can you really have gun control if people have access to this stuff? So even, because I mean, just like now, people who don't got no business having a gun getting a hold of guns. And so people are killing folks, they getting the guns legally. That's even scarier. And in some cases, they don't even have prior felonies or anything of that sort. So we can sit here all day and think that gun control is the perfect answer, but I don't know. It's just, I mean, if guns were made in the first place, we wouldn't have this problem. But some idiot decided to make guns, and I just really feel sorry for the people that. Whose families have to deal with this kind of stuff every freaking day. Thinking back about how one of their loved ones got taken away because some idiot decided, hey, I'm going to take you out. That's because you happen to be my line of sight of what I got going on and whatever radical thought process I got going on. You're going to be a victim of it. It's ridiculous, man. So stuff we got coming up, man. You know, we got 16 days left in the year. It's pretty, no, excuse me, 17 days left. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm one of those people, I don't like waiting till the new year to start doing new things. Because everyone always does that. They're, you know, new year, new me, all that crap. You want to give yourself a head start. Don't wait until January 1st or whatever to start, because what you're going to do is you're going to overwhelm yourself because you're just going to immerse yourself out of nowhere. just gradually get on, you know, get on the track and start getting to where you're trying to go to. Like, you can be using this time, and if you do start like January 1st, as long as you're using this time to actually plan what you're going to do and have it all drawn out, then that's constructive. Like, don't just be passive and wait for the new year to come in for you to do a new. That's really stupid. It's not going to do you any good. It's going to make you look crazy. And again, you're going to be overwhelmed. And then we're going to be here waiting for 2017 to come. And you're going to be right back at the drawing board to where, oh man, when the new year comes, I'm going to do this. No, you got to start now. It's just like what I love is, like, I'm trying to get right with my health some more. And so rather than wait till the new year, just do it now. Like, I mean, get a head start, because here's the thing, especially when you like try to do like weight loss goals or whatnot, and especially with involving a gym that a lot of people go to or will go to, you know, how it happens in a year. If you go ahead and go there now, you get a head start, and then you already got people in your way, because come January, you ain't gonna be able to find a goddamn new machine. So, I know what to say about that. That being said, we're gonna go into a music break. After this music break, it'll be about that time to talk to my girl, Atiana Duncan. So, can't wait to talk to her. We got a new segment on the show we're doing called The Vertigo Song of the Day. And that's a song brought to you by Vertigo.com. I'm one of the DJs over there on there now, so I'm excited to, you know, make this happen. It's stuff popping. So if you're an artist, you got your music over at Vertigo.com, let us know, and we'll play it. So that's simple. It's nothing hard. We got you. That being said, we're going to go to this track by Anonymous Culture. And this dude got some dope music, man. You got to check him out. This track is called Baby. We'll be back after this.
The pressure, but I had to get next to you. Gorgeous, better view for my mental portrait. Just in case you say no, I got a boyfriend. Cause I ain't trying to be your side man. I'm trying to take you down the aisle and make you smile. Let you call me my man. And you my only girl. I can show the world how you ride or die for me. But wait, move too fast. Let me slow down. All of this before I even got your name, huh? Nice to meet you. I'm Swan. Don't worry about where I'm from. Down. The whole universe will travel around with no limits if you tell me yes. All you gotta do is accept the offer I present.
Can you be my baby?
Can you be my baby?
Can you be my girl?
My baby, she drive me crazy, but no matter what, she still my baby, she still my baby.
You know, you were saying that a lot of people told you you look good. and you decide to get into it. You know, a lot of people think that, but they don't get serious about modeling. Like, what made you, when was that turning point that made you say, let's take this serious?
After my first shoot, honestly, like, and I seen, like, the results, and I'm like, man, like, I really look good. Like, I could really do this. And, like, after all the positive feedback I got and stuff, it, you know, I really started taking it serious.
That's dope. I mean, I will say this, too. You know, it's like the type of person that allows, like, the likes, the Instagram likes or whatever, to, like, get to your head. You sound like you appreciate them and you keep it moving and keep working.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely me. You know, I ain't trying to be famous or nothing. I just, you know, I'm trying to make some money.
Yep, hey. See, I like, that's what I knew it was the reason I liked you. Moving in the shadows, man. Like, be famous on accident. Don't be trying so hard to be famous. People that want to be, like, oh, let me get 200 likes. They be having 200 likes and then don't nobody be supporting them. Like, where they do that at?
Right, yeah. Can't do that.
Oh, Lord. Now, although you say your first shoot was what made you start taking it serious, like, what are some of your favorite shoots you've done, if you had to pick a top three?
My number one would definitely be, like, the power shoot I did with 5050 Magazine.
Okay, kind of tell the listeners about that shoot.
I got a lot of exposure off the pictures I did with that. And, yeah, like, a lot of people start working with me. I got a lot more followers, you know. Like, it was just a good look for me.
And that's the one that was in the blue, correct?
Yeah. Look, everybody knows.
I'm painting a picture for them. So when they go, oh, that's the one you were talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I personally like about it? It's subtle. It's like you still get to see your curves, but you cover up just enough to where it make everybody wonder.
Yeah. So I was looking like, dang, that's my butt right there. I didn't know I was looking like that back there.
Oh, I got to be messy. So is that you or is that some ATL magic? If you know, a lot of people, they go to ATL and they get that magic.
Nah.
In their
Nah, that's all me, all natural.
Oh, man. Let's see if we can give a hand for that. Let's give a hand for girls at ATL with real butts.
Yeah, that's all me right there.
I swear, man, they make it hard for chicks like you, man. Because now you got to be coupled up with. It's like, it's so annoying. Like, it could be a chick that got, man, it is real nice and it's all her, but you got to deal with these people that, you know, go get that ATL magic and then, you know, all of a sudden they think they shitting on people. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, well. Okay, what's number two or number three? You already picked one. I like your one.
Number two would be with Charles Spence. He's a really good photographer in Illinois. That's who I originally started working with. You know, he's just a nice, fun photographer. He showed me how to pose. You know, he taught me, you know, everything that I knew from the beginning about modeling. Because I didn't know nothing at all when I first started. So, you know, he taught me the basics.
So you said like one of those people that actually like listen and study.
Yeah, I am. I read a lot.
Shout out to that. Shout out to the models that's out here studying, not just thinking, oh, all I got to do is show up and look good. It's not going to do it, people. It's not going
to
do it.
No, it's more to it. Definitely more to it than that.
Yeah, and I think they misconceive y'all pose. Like, the poses, I don't think people realize how much work posing is. because they don't realize you got to stand in one pose for sometimes like 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah. Then depending on how long you shoot, your feet start hurting from wearing heels and doing all these crazy poses, and like, yes, it can get tiring.
What's number you got? One and two. What's number three?
Number three would be my Christmas shoot, because
yes,
I got that.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah, I got to pick out everything for that. So, you know, that was all me. That was the sweater and all the idea, all that, the hair, makeup. I did all that myself.
That was dope. That was kind of like that college girl look. That's what it kind of gave me.
Yeah, I wanted to do something that was a little sexy, but not, you know, too much. You know what I'm saying?
Something that if somebody somebody grandma hit the picture and go, oh, that looks so cute.
I mean, not necessarily the grandma, but
hey, grandma's gonna like it too. They're like,
baby, you look so cute in this picture.
Right, they're gonna be like, well, Pam said though.
you didn't throw some lava shorts though, baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see, I should have put, I didn't pre-warn her, y'all. She didn't know what she was coming into. I like that. You know, I've gotten a lot of feedback. People love that picture. Like, wow, I picked the perfect picture to put up. Because that one was like subtle, and then so then once they went to your page, they were like, oh, dang, I wasn't ready for that. It was I like doing that to them. Like hit them hard out of nowhere. It was perfect.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. You know, keep them on their toes. Keep them wondering what's next.
Yeah, I like that too. Like because when you go to your port, nothing really is. Everything is kind of a different look. Nothing's really repeating itself. You kind of do stuff. Still has a sex appeal, but it doesn't feel like you're doing the same thing over and over again.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I'm going for.
So, what did you say would be your best accomplishment to date?
As far as my modeling was, expanding to like videos. I've done like 2 videos.
Oh, what were those?
20 featuring Young Dro, Pelicans, and Julio by Teddy Kane.
Are both of them on YouTube?
Yeah, both of them are on YouTube.
Go check them out. I'm doing that after the show myself. I'm going to go do some YouTube hunting.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely go check them out. Some hot trash.
Now, how did you end up working with JDM?
Through Instagram. It's crazy because I actually have been trying to work with them before I had moved out here. And I guess my portfolio wasn't, you know, good enough at the time, but I really wasn't trying to work with me back then. But, I DM'd him one day, and we started talking, and I ended up being a part of their team.
I think that they may have been, like, testing you, because, like, in a good way. Because there's some models, like I said earlier, there's some models, they just want to get in this and take some pictures. They can put them on Instagram or Facebook and have fake booking information on their page, all they want. And so they can get a couple of likes and then get a bunch of dudes to act thirsty. So sometimes I understand why some people do it. They got to read you and see, okay, let's watch her for a little bit and see if she's serious. And, heck, you serious, man. Again, that's why I approached you. I saw that you weren't being on no thirsty type of stuff.
Mhm.
You can, people can have fun, but it just, when you don't take yourself serious. You can tell when people take it serious, and it shows.
Oh, yeah, you definitely can. Yeah, I agree with that.
Because people know, I never tell people on the air, I had to cuss out. And not because I wanted to, but I had to cuss out like two or three miles like a few weeks ago because they wanted to be stubborn. And I'm helping them. I'm trying to give them information to help them, and they sitting there acting a goddamn fool.
Yeah.
So, and then go back to that likes thing, talking about that. Well, I got over 200 likes in my picture. Okay, whoop de doo. I mean, I don't understand people, man. I can go get likes out of nowhere.
Yeah, like you can like 200 likes, but I mean, like what else do you got besides 200 likes? Like what else do you bring to the table besides 200 likes? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Can't do nothing with likes.
Unless you know how to turn on, now you know how to turn your likes into traffic to your website or to money or whatever, then we talking. You're not doing none of that. Right. Don't even whisper likes to me. yes, that's crazy. As far as like from your point of view, what's some of the things you wish were better in the industry?
I would have to say like timing. Like a lot of stuff tends to like run late or like it's like always crazy. Like people don't have lives outside of, you know, what's going on at events and stuff, and I don't like that. They think, you know, everybody's supposed to run on celebrities' time and stuff like that. Like, I ain't cool with that.
Shout out to that, yeah. Like, I'm like, bam, 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 let's get it done.
Yeah, because, yeah, I like to get stuff done and, you know, keep it moving. I don't like waiting around for, you know, like, I just hate wasting my time because that's just something that I never get back, you know.
Exactly. That's more bribery than money to me. You waste my time.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's craziness.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, any other things that piss you off? You make you want to say, man, can they change this, please?
I don't like how when, like, they know you are a new model and stuff, they try not to pay you or like just try to use you, you know, for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that.
I feel you on that. And, not, I mean, yeah, and I don't know, personally, I think it's one thing, because I told you this, even if you're not paying them money, what are you doing in return? Just having them working and that's it, and using the word exposure. Like, no, man. Yeah, like you said, again, your time is valuable. So what are you going to do more? To like, are you gonna link me up for reference to be able to do something even further or whatever? You doing that, then it's cool, but don't waste my time, man.
Right. Don't just call me when, you know, last minute when you can't find nobody else or, you know, like, yeah, I ain't cool with that.
Oh, I get that, man. So try running a magazine and dealing with people that go, I need to be on the cover. Like, okay,
right.
And they want to say that like 5 days out before the deadline of the issue is like, man, get the hell out of here with that.
Right. Yeah, it'd be tripping sometimes.
You're gonna have me get in trouble and start telling on some people.
Don't do that.
Oh, okay, so what would you say is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Like, as far as while I was modeling? Or just
that, yeah, both modeling in like, just everyday life.
I don't know. I can't think of nothing right off the bat.
She's trying to curve me. You got something. Hey, people that listen, if y'all got something on her, call it at 347-202-0389.
Y'all don't call that number.
She's trying to curve the heck out of you. Don't let her curve. You better say something, because somebody get hold of that number, it's over.
I hope that nobody hear that.
Again, the number is 347-202-0. All right, so this your last chance, man. It's your last chance. So you got a story to share with me.
I don't know.
Oh man. All right, I'm telling you, they call. I'll move on to next. I'll move on, but if I see someone call in, I'm opening up their line. Oh man. All right, so what's some of the things we can look forward from you in 2016? Like, what's some of the things you already got planned going into the new year?
Well, me and my friend, we just started up a promo team ourselves called the Femme Fatale Dolls, and we're about to start setting up for a casting call for sometime in the beginning of January. So that's coming real soon. And, I'm just going to be doing a lot more work, try to get some more published work done, you know, try to get myself out there more, build a bigger fan base, and, you know, start bringing in some more money.
Yep. I think you'll do it, man. Like, you sound like you're serious and level-headed, so just keep doing it. You're going to make something happen.
No,
all right, so
you.
I'm actually, I always ask this question to everyone. It's very deep, so think very hard about it. And my question for you is, if you had 24 hours left to live from this point, what would be some of the crazy things you would do in those 24 hours?
I would go skydiving.
Oh, my God. What's with everybody in sky? Man, not everybody, but a lot of people say skydiving. Why skydiving?
I don't know. That's just because, like, I'm afraid of heights. So I would want to try and, you know, conquer all my fears before I die. And then I just want to be with my daughter.
Oh yeah, everyone does that to me. I always try to go see Oprah. See, I know how many people cry too. See, that just the tearjerker moment. There y'all go. Oh
no, that's just for real.
I just don't know about jumping out of a plane. But again,
yeah,
like you said, you get ready to die anyway. So you know, whatever.
Yeah, that'll probably be the last thing I do.
It's a while you're in mid jump. You just
right,
that
yeah.
It. It's like, oh.
Right, I'm going to die on the way down.
No! Don't make sure you don't fly over my house. Cause I want you to land on my house and I hear a thump. And then I go and look at my roof, I see you. So just don't do it.
I'll make sure I stay clear from your house.
I'll need to be freaked the hell out. Like, what the? Yeah, don't do it. All right,
no,
so where are some of the places, how can people find you, or as we call it on the show, how can people stalk you?
Well, y'all can stalk me on Instagram at Itiana Duncan. I'm on Facebook as well at Itiana Duncan. Everything is Itiana Duncan. Just look me up, first and last name, you'll find me.
And for those of y'all, you know, that can't spell, it's Itiana. And shout out to me saying it right on the first try, because that's how I do things.
And it's Duncan with a C, Duncan, not Kin.
What? Wait, they say K. I thought that Can was common.
No, some people, like, man, like, people butcher my name so much, it's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. God. I mean, you know, maybe your first name, but second, your last name, just a little, they tripping on that.
Yeah, I don't know. Something in the water.
Yeah, y'all get it to get y'all life together, man. It made no goddamn sense. How y'all ain't spell a Dunker right? Oh, my God.
Yes. It's horrible. They did that on the Western Union, and I couldn't even get my money. I'm like, my first name.
Oh,
name,
man.
Yeah, like, I was so upset.
Well, y'all didn't get it together, man. That just mean I just think maybe they were just, you know, and if the person who did it is listening, I'm sorry, but I just keep it real on the show. What the hell was you thinking, man? goodness. All right, well, we're going to definitely keep up with you, and we appreciate you for coming through Life of the Dust live, and we appreciate you for joining DustSpot.com. Glad to have
Thank
you another part of family. So keep doing it. Let me send a shout out to 5050 Magazine and JDGM. So there we go, y'all. We are going to go to another music break. And we come back, we're going to get into some of the hot mess or hot news of the week. So we'll be back here on Life That Does Live. Let's go ahead and go into this track by my girl, Red Shades. So here we go, Red Shades. And this track is Ain't Hard to Tell. Yeah, if I press the goddamn button right. Jeez. Yeah, we're back. Life with the Dust Live, your boy Cindy J. And that was It Ain't Hard to Tell Freestyle with my girl Red Shades. We just had the beautiful, talented, and very humble and hilarious model named Itiana Duncan. And she was pretty cool, man. Make sure you check out the interview. You can already check out all the shows at dustspot.com/dustspotradio. That's dustspot.com/dustspotradio. And it's syndicated on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and on blogtalkradio/SettyJ. So you can't miss it, man. Oh, my God. So I'm going to go ahead and get into some of the news we got for today. It's always interesting news that comes through. And this is definitely no different. So, first off, it's kind of interesting. I was just talking about Afro-Latinos and whatnot with my boy Renato yesterday. And it's interesting because on the census coming up, yes, check this out. For the first time, Mexico is recognizing the interracial group, which would be known as Afro-Mexicans, in the census for the first time. So again, this is for the first time in Mexico's history, 1.3 million Afro-Mexicans are being recognized by the government. Or also, it is led by, is an initiative led by a group called Mexico Negro. Or is it Negro there? Excuse me. So, it's interesting. So, in Hello Beautiful, a quote there, we said, having black people accurately represented on the country's census combats the anti-black structural racism that is pervasive throughout Latin America. And yeah, that's pretty dope, man, because there's really a lot of them here in the U.S. I'm very surprised that hasn't been put in the census here. More so, and I know because we have a range of different Latin cultures, as far as you can go with Afro-Latino or whatever. And there's a lot of Afro, as far as going by what they have, there's a lot of Afro-Mexicans here in Texas. I actually worked with a few of them. We just had one recently on the cover cover of Human Canvas magazine. That was Inesela Reyes Ortega. So, yeah, man, shout out to different ranges of black people being recognized. Shout out to that, you know, that allows them to proudly go around and claim themselves to represent both of their cultures. So, shout out to that. In other news, for those of y'all that like to keep up with what's going on, the royal family, the British royal family, that is, Prince Harry is apparently dating his brother's wife, Sister Pippa Middleton. So yeah, Prince Henry is dating Kate Middleton, and now there's been a secret romance between Prince Harry. And Pippa Middleton. That's pretty interesting. So, wow. I mean, it's nothing new before that. People have dated family members, like two brothers dating two sisters. That's nothing new. But it's just, that's pretty dope. Man. It's pretty interesting. I really haven't heard it at this kind of juncture. Especially in recent times. So it's pretty interesting. You already get with the family, and hey, y'all, you ain't got to go to two separate family reunions or holiday celebrations. Y'all can all chill at the same spot and not go nowhere, and everybody is chilling amongst each other with each other's family. So there you go. Smart move, smart move. All right, so continuing the hot mess, hot news. Hot news, hot mess going on. This is a story about Jesus Christ. All right, so buckle your seatbelts. If you're a person that gets very offended by news of this, just chill out. I just report the news. I don't make it. A medical artist draws religious figure according to forensic anthropological research. Goodness, man, having trouble today. Y'all should see me sign up on Hook, don't find me. But anyways, Richard Neves drew Jesus according to scientists' findings of what a first century Jewish man's features would look like. The image depicts a man with short hair, muscular build, and tan skin. So yes, pretty interesting. And I'm just going to keep going past that because I have things that I think personally, but I'm not going to say them because I know how these get. So that's going to do it. And sports news. My dad, you guys know I like to do this thing called the totally biased sports moment on here. That's why I talk about one of my teams. Oh my God, man. The Mavericks are doing pretty decent, and they've been on a 3-game losing streak, pissing me off. So there you go. They got one team sucking, but not that much. They have a sucky moment, but they've been doing pretty good. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, goodness, man. They've only won 4 games. We got 3 games left in the season. This is pathetic. They are now 4-9. 4-9, man. I mean, it makes you look back and say, during those 8-8 seasons weren't too bad. It's ridiculous, man. Goodness, it's hard being a Cowboys fan. So hard being a Cowboys fan. Oh, God. Let's put your hands over. All right, so I'm continuing in news going on. I'm going to go to, we're getting this news now from clumsycricks.com. And clumsycricks.com, you know, that's a site where you can go to if you want to see the stories about some stupid criminals. And sometimes you get some dumb police officers. So this is definitely no different. These stories coming out now. In the midst of the holiday spirit, let's go to some of these holiday spirit events. All right, so a woman who shot at shoplifters vows to never help anyone again after conviction. Tatiana Duva on Rodriguez thought she was doing the right thing when she pulled out her pistol and fired a pair of shoplifters as they fled from a Home Depot near Detroit. She wasn't, at least in the eyes of the law. Goodness, this woman. So let's find out a little more of what's going on. So on Wednesday, a Michigan judge sentenced Olivar Rodriguez to 18 months of probation and stripped the 46-year-old of her concealed gun permit. Duva Rodriguez didn't manage to stop the shoplifters when she rattled off several rounds outside of her Auburn Hills Home Depot on October 6th, although she did flat one of their tires. What she did do, however, was spark a nationwide debate, or at least add fuel to already raging fire. And what is that raging fire, you say? The shooting came just days after a massacre at a community college in Oregon, an event that led GOP presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ben Carson to call for more guns to help fight crime. But Duva Rodriguez's attempt at being the Good Samaritan was badly backfired. So we'll leave it at that. Interesting story. It's crazy. So what's the point of guns now? But it just depends. I mean, you don't want to use force when you don't use guns. You don't necessarily need to use your gun. If you're not, they're not threatening people with guns, don't do it. There's another way to handle it. So kind of put yourself in that position. I understand, man, people are crazy as heck. You never know, they might have had a gun or whatever, but just be careful, man. You got a gun on you, just be calm and set up. Don't run around here like you're in the Wild West. So just be, again, just be cognizant, man. I'm not going to be the one to keep telling people not to have guns. I'm not going to do that. I just want people to be more responsible. All right, so we got a few minutes left for the show. I want to, again, thank everyone that has tuned into the show. And if you're listening to the show in the archives, appreciate you as well. Because whether you listen live in the archives, it's all important. And you're still a listener. So we appreciate you. You can check out all of the shows and interviews. If you go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio, go to the interviews tab. It will show some of the interviews they've done on the show. So it'll narrow it down. It'll take all the shows and just show the episodes that had interviews on it. And you can even go to the tab and listen to the most recent episodes, the most recent 6 episodes. You also got some of the Hall of Fame, which shows some of the celebrities you've had chime in. And then there's another tab you can check out on there as well that will tell you some of the places you can find the show, which include Blog Talk Radio. And that's blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. You can also find us on iTunes. Just type in Dust Spot Radio Network. Type in Dust Spot Radio Network on TuneIn, and also type in Dust Spot Radio Network on Stitcher, and we got you covered. If you can't remember all that, again, you can go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio, and they give you all the information. All right, so we roll on out, reminding you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to that episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J. We out. Peace.